Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jose Tartabull. Batting second. The third baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Reggie Smith. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Rico Petrocelli. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Ryan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Stevenson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jerry Stevenson. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The second baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Sandy Alomar. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. And now, play ball. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey takes first base on ball four. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Scott moves to second. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a line drive towards the mound. Horlan catches it and throws to second to double up Scott. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson strikes out. The throw from Ryan, and they've got Colavito trapped. He's out in the rundown, for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-1 in the game. Tartabull hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry, who is chasing the ball. Tartabull reaches third base with a triple. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-1 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tartabull scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Adair moves to third. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Adair scores. Yastrzemski moves to third. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Stevenson, and towards Petrocelli, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-1 in the game. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-1 in the game. Andrews takes first base on ball 4. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0-for-1 in the game. Ryan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry, who is chasing the ball. Ryan reaches third base with a triple. Andrews goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Jerry Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horlan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4. With the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Buford moves to second. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Ryan and he is out, Adair applying the tag. Ward moves to second. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Boyer hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Adair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyer fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yastrzemski moves to third. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yastrzemski scores. Scott moves to third. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-2 in the game. Petrocelli hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Petrocelli reaches second base with a double. Scott scores. Smith moves to third. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Andrews is walked intentionally. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alomar fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-1 in the game. Josephson strikes out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stevenson fields it and throws to first for the out. Colavito moves to second. Two outs. Walt Williams pinch hits for Wilbur Wood. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Steve Jones now pitching. Jerry Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Tartabull bunts towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Stevenson moves to second. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball four. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alomar fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry strikes out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Causey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Smith. Causey reaches second base with a double. Buford goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1 Red Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ward for the out. Causey moves to third. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Causey scores. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Bucky Brandon now pitching. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adair fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Jones. Smith moves to third. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Petrocelli takes first base on ball four. Tommy John now pitching. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Andrews hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Smith tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alomar fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 2 in the game. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 2 in the game. Alomar hits a line drive towards third. Adair reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 3 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews misplays the ball. That's an error on Andrews. John moves to second. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Buford bunts towards the mound. Brandon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John moves to third. Berry moves to second. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Causey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bucky Brandon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tartabull for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Adair takes first base on ball 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boyer hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Andrews reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Colavito strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Scott strikes out. 1 out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 2. the White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin pinch hits for Dwayne Josephson. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Sandy Alomar. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee pinch hits for Tommy John. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.